Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, Joe Judge, Evan, finally got it right.
Wait a second. Hold on. Stop the presses. Yeah. Are you about to compliment Joe Judge?
Oh, time out 1 second. I've got a guy on Twitter who works at Hill Country who might be able to help us out with the brisket. Well, the answer is yes. We will allow that, of course. We need how many pounds of brisket do you owe me? 3 pounds of moist?
I think you said 3 pounds of moist brisket. Yeah.
So, Jason B. Cohen, we need 3 pounds of moist on the quick. So, help us out. Anyway, Joe Judge, what did you say about Joe Judge?
You're actually going to compliment Joe Judge right now?
I'm going to compliment Joe Judge. It took him a year and a half almost, but he finally got it right. And I believe on this show that if you're going to be critical of someone, you should also praise someone when they are deserving of it.
All right.
Now, to me, for a lot of people, it might be a little too late, but I'm not going to say that. I think he finally came around and said something that I've been begging him, you know, to say.
What did Joe Judge say that wet the whistle of Craig?
Well, do you want the actual word-for-word quote, or do you just want me to kind of paraphrase it for you?
How do you prefer to give us?
It's up to you. How do you want it?
I'd like to hear what Joe Judge had to say.
Do we have the audio guys in there? We do not have the audio in there. Anyway, Joe Judge, I'll paraphrase it for you, okay? Joe Judge came out today and said, it's all on me. I am responsible.
Accountability.
Total accountability.
Look at that.
All right. And beyond, wait a minute. Derek Arthur is the events manager for Hill Country Barbecue. And he's going to get us some of the moist. Well, things are really coming together nicely.
Sounds like we're going to have a lot of moist coming our way.
All right. Sorry to be distracted there, but it's the best barbecue in America. So happy to have the moist right in front of my fat face. In any event, Evan, I will say this to you, okay? Joe Judge took ownership. Joe Judge said, it's all on me. Offense, defense, special teams, play calling, decisions, all the stuff that's gone on this year. And he used the very old Italian saying, which is that a fish stinks from the head down.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time this year, at least, that I've heard Joe Judge put it on him in real words that real people can understand. No coach speak, none of this, you know, the process versus the results crap. He spoke like a human being today. And again, I didn't hear it. I read it. So I suppose if I hear it, I might feel more emboldened by it. I might not. I don't know. But he came out and said, it's on me. As opposed to, I challenge the men in the locker room. It's on this guy for not getting it done and that guy's work ethic or this guy, blah, blah, blah. He said it's on me. I'm not getting the job done. And as a fan, although not a Giant fan, I appreciate that. Like, you finally acted like a leader. The leader to me isn't a guy that MFs Kadarius Toney off the field 2 weeks ago. He's not the guy that MFs the guys in the locker room and challenges men.
Oh, that is a leader.
I don't believe so.
No? Isn't that what Yankee fans have been screaming for from their manager for 5 years?
Here's why it's not leadership.
Why?
As a coach.
Why?
You got to first come out and say it's me.
Sure. No, I get that.
Once you make it about you, that you're the failure, then you can hold other people accountable.
Well, I think you can do both of those things. Like, you can say, hey, buck stops at the top. We lack discipline. That's on me. We have not played as well defensively. That's on me. Our special teams hasn't been as great as it should be. That's on me. Yeah. But calling out your players, that's leadership too.
No, I don't believe so. Not if you're not going to take it too. You got to take the ownership first.
I get that. You can do both of them.
But there's an order to it. I can't say it's your fault and Big Mac's fault and Tommy's fault and never take ownership of my responsibility here. Now, if I come out and go, it's my fault, I failed at A, B, C, D, and E, now I can hold you guys accountable.
I guess where we differ is I never thought that he was ever putting it all on his players.
I did.
Like, he didn't speak as a human. That part I completely agree with you. And so maybe he made it almost a riddle to find out what he was saying. But I never took it as Joe Judge saying it's all their faults and not mine. Like, he's taken ownership before. I just think what he did effectively here is he made it very simple. He made it very human-like, not coach-like. Or, as you've said, you know, middle school gym teacher-like.
Yeah, but here's he talks like a human being today.
Here's what it comes down to for Joe Judge and for anyone else. That's great. Let's give him a big compliment. Now go win.
Yes, you now have go to show up. To win.
Yeah.
And I do believe that they're going to win on Sunday. I've said it all week, which is a side part of this. That's, to me, how you win people over. That's how you act like a leader. That's how you motivate men to get the job done and establish your relationship with the fan base. Cut all the crap out. You'll be a normal person, all right? I'm not saying you have to be Rex Ryan. I'm not saying you have to, be a comedian. But if you're real, people are attracted to realness. Hey, guys, this is on me. I'm responsible. I have failed you as Giant fans. I didn't, Now you can go call everybody out. So I appreciate that Joe Judge did it. I've been very critical of his speech and the crap he has said since I've been back. So I think it's only fair that when he does it the way, at least for my sensibilities, I think that's a good step for him. And I want to applaud him for that.
Very nice.
It's never too late, Evan, to get it right.
Yeah.
Hey, right?
Good. I'm sure Joe Judge is very happy
now. I bet Joe Judge, watch him come on the show now.
Now he'll join us next week.
I don't think he will. He's scared of this show. Just wants no part of it. But I have to be honest to my convictions.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to be critical,
that's fine.
Then I've also got to give you praise when I think you deserve it.
That is very fair.
And that's all I ask in return.
Sure.
Right? If I deserve criticism, give it to me. But when we do something good, you should do that too. Is that fair?
So
if you're a Giant fan, you should be all pumped up.
So if that's the case, to live by your words, if I got criticized by you for bringing bad juju to Madison Square Garden during the playoffs last year, then I should be given bouquets today for bringing the good juju to Madison Square Garden last night. You guys are welcome.
No.
No problem, man.
No.
Anytime.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Here's what you're responsible for. The final 3 minutes of regulation.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
You're just circling that part and saying, that's Evan.
Yeah, that's
everything
on you.
Everything else
that's on
has
you.
Nothing to do with me.
The power of the building overcame your bad juju last night. That's correct.
Well, I'm going to keep track of what the Knicks record is every time I go to games, because I'm going to be in a lot of games, whether you like it or not.
How many games do you think you go to? 20?
I don't think it'll be that high. I think it's probably going to be like 15, maybe.
You bought season tickets, you're going to go to 15 games?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Oh, my man.
Dude, I can't go to every... I go to more Nets games, as you know.
My man.
I can't go to every game.
I know, but you bought 40, you're going to 15.
Yeah, probably. I mean, give some away, sell
right?
a few,
uh-huh.
hand them to Craig and say, go on my bridge. It's my bridge now, by the way.
I'm never going to be seen on that bridge.
Dude, the bridge is awesome. Anyone who's a true fan out there, whether it's been at a Ranger game or a Knick game, knows how special that bridge is.
Yeah.
That bridge is awesome. Everybody knows it. The real fans out there know it. It's affordable and it's awesome. And you basically have your own concession line. Like, to go get a beer. How long did it take, Luke? 2.5 minutes? Like, I timed it. I got it. I came back. I had a popcorn. I had a beer and a water because I drank water. And it was good to go.
You had a beer and a water?
No, I gave the beer to Loogie water for me.
You can't have a drink.
I chose not to have a drink last night.
As an adult, I thought you were a Maker's Mark guy.
I chose not to last night.
Why?
I chose to just have some water last night.
Is that right? Just water, that was it?
That's what I felt like doing.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Let me ask you a question. You know, at Madison Square Garden, if you use a Chase credit card, you get like a $5 discount on your first purchase.
Yeah.
Because the Chase is the sponsor there.
Yeah.
Let me ask Evan a question.
Yeah.
Did you use the Chase card to get the $5 off?
You damn right. Well, I'm a Chase customer anyway, so it was all natural, but I loved it. It's $5 off of anything you spend $20 or more. So I bought a water, a beer, and a popcorn. So it's $8 for the popcorn. I was a little off. It's $8.
Right. I think that's what I said, Abe, right? Didn't I say
you were eight, right. Yeah. $8 for the popcorn, $8 for the beer, $5 for my water.
So 21.
So $21. $16?
Boy,
what up?
Sounds really affordable.
It's not bad.
I did love those Knick jerseys, too.
Knick jerseys. Cool.
Those are real throwbacks. Great, though.
You can't really go wrong with throwbacks. Most of the time, I'd say at a 90% clip, throwbacks always work. So, yeah, I liked it, too.
I would hope that they keep those and they get rid of those stupid City Never Sleeps jerseys.
Well, I think they're going to have new
those
City.
Those really pissed me off.
They're going to have new City Edition jerseys this year. I'm just not sure what it looks like.
Well, I know there is a City Edition.
Right, but
for
it's
going to
be different than the one they had last year. So
it's
who
not
knows?
The same crap.
See, what you got to do with a City Edition jersey is just make it similar to your retros. Like, take your retro and kind of put a little twist to it. What could go wrong with that?
Well, I mean, they could find a way to FUBAR it.
Not as bad as the more recent one.
I mean,
the one from last year.
The Nets had that one jersey I hated. The Knicks had the jersey I hated. Which was the net one I didn't like? Was it that Bakwat one?
Yeah. And they wore that during Kevin Durant's awesome game 5 last year.
Yeah, it was that artist, Bakwat.
So think about it. If you ever go back and watch that great, great KD game in game 5, you're going to have to see those jerseys.
Oh, is that the one they wore?
Yeah.
Marcel Bakwat. is that who designed the Knick one? Was the Knick a Bakwat one too?
Wait, for what? For the City to
like the,
City
that
edition?
Stupid City Never Sleeps.
I don't know, man. It's not that it didn't look good and it didn't look like the Knicks. That's the problem. Like you can't have a jersey in which you say, "Who's that?"
Yeah.
You can't have that. Like, it's got to be Knicks-like.
That's right. I don't like black jerseys for the New York Knicks because that's not our colors.
It's not
like,
your colors. You're orange and blue.
The Nets are black and white. You should wear black.
We're also a different story. The Nets have had so many changes, major
you
changes.
You like the powder blue, right? The
Excuse
old school
me?
New Jersey powder blue.
I like it. My favorite one, even though I have a lot of bad memories from it, is the jerseys they wore in Game 5 of the 2003 NBA Finals. They were the ABA white
what
jerseys.
What color is that? White?
White with the red Nets. It is the sexiest jersey in the world,
relax
but I cannot get that night out of my head and how painful that was.
Do you have one of those jerseys at home?
I may.
What, like a Drazen one?
Julius.
Really?
And not Randall, by the way. You clowns out there.
You went old school, huh? He never even played for you.
Excuse
All right,
me?
Fine.
Excuse me? He never played for us?
Never really played for you.
Julius Erving.
Never really played for you.
Why? Because it was the ABA?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth over
How many
there.
NBA games did the doctor play for you?
Zero, in fact.
Exactly right, zero.
In fact, this is a true story. So the Nets moved to the NBA. They have billboards. They have promotions. Come see Dr. J in the NBA. Come see Dr. J in the NBA.
Right.
Dad becomes a season ticket holder. Dr. J in the NBA. They sold him a month before his debut in the NBA. So they're running
All
a promotion.
The marketing.
Come see Dr. J in the NBA. And a month before the season, he goes to Philly for a couple of bucks.
There you go.
What a disgrace.
Yep. That's why I said he never played for you. Here's Josh in Cedar Grove. Josh, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing great.
Watching that game last night.
Yeah.
I was like sweating in my basement watching that game. It was crazy.
Who are you with?
But I was by myself, but
awesome.
It was just so exciting. I was like dripping.
That's hot.
But hey, so I just want to say I think we should just stop holding back. Like I really feel that the Knicks are a better team than the Nets this year. Like,
See,
why,
now listen,
why are you...
stop,
Craig,
please
Craig,
stop.
Josh should go with it. I agree with you.
Stop.
Go all the way with this.
Please stop.
I admire this.
Please stop.
I admire Josh.
Please don't do that.
Do it.
Like, if I was sitting next to anyone else at the fan other than Evan or Jerry Recco,
do it.
This would be a fun conversation.
Do it.
But, Josh, I can't do that today.
Do
Only
it.
Because I
do
don't
it.
I don't want to hear Evan.
Dude.
No, no, but just don't hold
Dude.
Back.
Because, don't hold back.
Because, look, you said the Jets are going to get 10 wins. The Giants are going to get... This is
He's
the
right.
Knicks. They're
He's
for
right.
real.
Don't
right.
you recognize
right.
this proves that the Knicks are my favorite team of all my teams?
Josh, you were so spot on. Have the guts. Go with it. Let's all just say what you truly feel.
Yeah.
Say it. Say it, Craig. Say what's on your mind.
I said they could win 50.
Say what you believe in your soul, that the Knicks are better than the Nets. Say it.
I don't believe that yet. Now, the day may come and may come soon, but I can't say that today. And I'm not going to say it today because I want to enjoy this for what
Knicks
it is.
Fans, embrace how you truly feel.
Yeah.
Don't hold back.
Yeah.
If that's how you feel, say it loudly and say it proudly and own it. Say it.
Yeah.
Say it.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. You know why? Because I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right? I want to enjoy it.
You know why you don't want to say it?
I'm going to enjoy the entire ride, Evan.
You know why you don't want to say it? Because Craig knows it's actually the most asinine thing a human being can say.
No, I know things much more asinine than that.
Okay.
But it's up there. It's a Mount Rushmore. It's one of the four. I'll say that much for you. The Sixers have announced, apparently, that Ben Simmons complained of back tightness. And that's why he was out of practice.
So that's how he's going to do this?
I guess.
That's what he's going
to
do?
Ben Simmons described back tightness to Sixers staff members, was briefly treated for it. And now is expected
what they have to do.
Miss their opener. They played already. They won last night.
It'll be their home opener, right. And it's actually against my team. Here's what the Sixers have to do. When was the last time we really ever talked about Kyrie? It went away. They sent them home. It is what it is. It sucks, but it is what it is. They have to just do that.
Yeah.
And they've got to trade him for whatever they can get. But to have him around causes this distraction. Now, it didn't affect them in their opener. They wallop the Pelicans. Good for them. We'll see what it does tomorrow against my team. But they just got to send them home.
Out of sight, out of mind. I agree with
that.
And you've seen it. Listen, we had 3 days. Kyrie was the number one story. And we haven't said his name in over a week. And no one else has either. You know, and that, Barkley, but that was the opening night of the NBA. So they had to address it because it is the biggest offseason story by far. Simmons is probably number two. But I agree. Walk away from it. Send him home. If you can trade him, trade him. If not, just be done with it.
Hey,
and eventually people stop talking about
it.
Because they care about who is, just like I do for the Knicks and you do for the Nets. You know, when the Nets play against the Sixers tomorrow, you're worried about who's in uniform.
Right.
You ain't worried about who's sitting at home.
Right.
Because you can't.
You can't.
Right. You also don't want to have an 0-2 start, especially against a team that's playing shorthanded. That would suck for you. And the Knicks have a home-and-home with the Magic. The Magic suck. They do. That's not a good basketball team. Mo Bamba's their best player.
So
come
what
on.
Are you alluding to? That you're going to be 3-0 and I'm going to be 0-2? Well, and a part of that is embracing how you feel.
Yeah.
That the New York Knicks
are going to be 3-0.
A championship contender, and they're better than the Nets. Just say it, Craig.
Let me ask you this question.
You believe it, just say it.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Do you believe that, by definition, a playoff team is, by definition, a championship contender?
Not in the NBA, no.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
No.
Not
in the NBA.
The 8 seed's not winning an NBA title.
Look,
I don't care who the 8 seed is.
The Knicks obviously got to a finals as an 8 seed, but it was very different. It was a very different circumstance. No. But if you believe, here's a bottom line for Knicks fans. I really mean this. If you believe it, say it. Like, if you believe this is a title contender or they're better than the Nets, then say it. Back it up.
Yeah.
So, Craig, and I think our last caller was so spot on.
Hear
you talk about the Jets winning 10 games.
Or 9.
Or 9.
Little wiggle.
So why not, with your dear team that you love,
just
say it?
Because I want to enjoy it.
Okay.
I want to enjoy the ride.
You don't want to enjoy the jet season?
I want to enjoy the ride, Evan. The Knicks have, I just want to enjoy it. And I'm not going to let anyone stand in my way other than Comcast of enjoying it. And memo to Comcast, if last night doesn't prove it, get off your asses and get a deal done. The Knicks are going to be special this year. Why wouldn't you want us to watch it and give you our money to see it? So whatever this dopey fight is with you morons in your negotiations with the fine people over at Madison Square Garden Network, figure it out. I haven't missed the game yet because it wasn't on Comcast last night, or on MSG, rather, pardon
me. Friday you will.
Friday night's on MSG.
Do you think that, remember, and you've talked about this,
don't mess around.
Jeremy Lin's insanity rush kind of settled the Time Warner issue with MSG.
I do believe that, yes.
So could a Knicks start do that? If enough people start believing, hey, this is a contender, we're real, we're better than the Nets, all that.
I think so.
Can that lead to this actually being settled?
Not this Friday.
Friday, but could a great start to this season really do that?
If the Knicks are 15-5 making it up, and they are a daily story now, people are, you see Knicks jerseys everywhere you walk, and they're the talk of the town, and this, the bum, right? Yeah, I think that, listen, the executives that run Comcast and the folks that negotiate on behalf of Madison Square Garden, they are people.
Right.
Like, they're not immune and deaf or blind to what's happening. So, yeah, I think if the Knicks got off to that type of start and people are now talking about legitimate championship aspirations, right? Yeah. It only helps. I don't know how that could possibly hurt it, but memo to Comcast, stop effing around. You've got 36 hours to get a deal done so we don't miss a single game. Got it? Don't rob us of the greatest Knicks season in the last 25 years.
It's less than 36 hours, but best of luck, sir. I wish you the best of luck.
How is it less than 36 hours?
The game's tomorrow night at 7.
24
plus 4 is 28.
So 30 hours. Can't we do like a temporary agreement? Can we work it out?
Yeah, make a temp agreement. Give the Knicks fans what they want. Remember, they're a contender. They're better than the Nets. Give them their Knicks.
Well, they have a better record than the Nets, but they are not better than the Nets just yet. The Nets do have.
Not yet.
Well, not yet.
No. I got to wait for a few injuries.
Well,
you're better than the Nets.
I'm a big believer in team over individuals. So we know that the Nets have two of the best five players in the NBA, not really up for debate. But do the Knicks have a better team? We're going to find out in short order. We are going to find out in short order. And when it happens, there's not enough moist pastrami to keep me happy. Not enough. But I think I have acquired the moist for you, Evan.
Thank you very much. All right. Because somehow you got that trivia question right, which I'm still stunned by. I still can't believe you knew that. For those tuning in, Keith Van Horn had the old record for most points scored in a Knicks debut.
Yeah.
Keith Van Horn!
I mean, Knicks
and Evan Fournier knocked them off last night.
Yeah, thank God for double overtime.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what's funny. Last night, of all the shots that Fournier doesn't make...
Oh, the wide open corner
three? He's in the left corner. There's no one within a country mile of him. He's got plenty of time and clanks it. Like, he'd take a couple bad shots there when he made the three threes in a row, and then he kind of forced a couple.
Right.
I get a hot hand, you're feeling it.
Heat check.
Hard to argue that guy's shooting the ball, right?
Yeah.
And then he's in the left corner. We're in a bit of a little offensive drought, a little mini drought. And my guy's too wide open.
Sometimes you're too wide open, bro. No, that was a case of that.
I didn't feel good on that, man.
Dribble. I got it. Clank.
And then over, if you go back, I don't know if you guys can find the audio of it. I'm watching it, so I hear, Breen call it, of course. I would love to hear the Celtic call of the Jaylen Brown missed dunk.
Oh, dude.
Right?
That was a killer.
And that was all just, his legs were shot.
Oh, that was a killer.
And if you could find that or the Schroeder layup, which again was not like that wasn't Breen's best call tonight, obviously. But I'd love to hear the Celtic version.
By the way, you're a little bit of a jerk.
What did I do?
Last night I backed up something I said on the air. I said, since you're driving home and you're not a DVR guy like me, I'll do a little play-by-play.
Yeah.
I sent you play-by-play of me doing it. I never heard you say anything about it. You never wrote me back and said, hey, that was great. Hey, thanks, Evan. Or, hey, you suck, Evan. I got nothing.
Well, because I it's a fair point.
Thank you.
I have the play-by-play. And I figured rather than me just give you my review of it and leave it at that, that I would play it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to play it today.
I still haven't heard it. All I know is I spoke into my phone with Tommy.
So it came out good.
Oh, like, thank you.
You can hear it.
Thank you.
I'm not sure the contents of it yet, but I can hear your voice and your analyst's voice as well. All right? So I gave it to the guys. We will play it.
Oh, okay.
Matter of fact, after the break, we'll let people hear.
Because I did that for you. Like, I wasn't doing play-by-play on the bridge for my own
fun. How do you think you did?
I have no idea because I couldn't hear myself talk.
But you know what you did, so how do you think you did?
Average.
You think you were competent?
I thought I was average. I thought I was competent. Well, let me ask you this. What's the bar? Am I trying to be as good as Ian or Mike Breen, or am I trying to be as good as the Knick radio team? Am I trying to be as good as you in college? Like, what is my bar on measuring if I was good or not?
Your bar is it competent? Could you do it? You're not going to be Ian Eagle. You're not going to be Mike Breen. You're not even going to be me.
Right.
Because I've done it.
Sure, you've done it.
You've never done it. So if I heard it, would I say, oh, that guy's a professional broadcaster?
I have no idea.
If you had a guess, what do you think?
I'd say no.
I'd probably agree. But we're going to find out after the break.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
He had a neon suit that matched the color of his Lamborghini.
It was some outfit, man.
That dude could play, though.
Oh, he's tremendous.
That dude can flat out
I'm going to see him in person Sunday afternoon, because that's who the Nets are facing in their home opener.
Yeah, listen, he's worth the price of admission. That guy can play.
He's a hell of a talent.
But
no
to me, yeah, and Sonny's a big fan of all the balls. But afterwards, I saw the highlights, because I did not see that game all live. And afterwards, I'm like, yo, is that a matching suit? Are there matching mushrooms in there?
Some of these outfits are incredible. James Harden had an outfit after opening night. I was like, damn.
James Harden has always had some crazy outfits.
Always has. Russ, too.
Like,
one
thing I'll say about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant dresses like a normal dude.
He does.
Right? Like I've never seen that I can recall wearing something outrageous.
Right, right.
But your boy James Harden, he sometimes...
James Harden had the Spike Lee man purse the other night. So he not only had the outfit, he had a matching man purse that went along with it.
I'm sorry. I don't get the man purse.
Well, how else do you carry your stuff, Craig?
Yeah, like in my front pocket with a clip. Like, what are you... Like, here's what I don't get. Like, I'm a man. I've got a debit card.
Yeah.
$20 cash. And my license, right?
Yes.
I don't understand what a man needs a bag for.
Well, like last night at the Garden, I brought my iPad and I brought my keyboard.
You know, that doesn't count in a purse.
Some of those purses are pretty big, bro. Yes.
Like, I understand, like, women have, you know, they may have, like, lipstick or makeup or breath. I don't know, whatever you got. You got some crazy, you know, tampons. I don't know what you have. Some crazy stuff that you need when you go out. Okay. Or you don't have pockets, you're wearing a nice dress, whatever the case may be. So you got to carry a little clutch or an over-the-shoulder pocketbook. But for a man like Spike Lee, and I imagine James Harden the other night, the clothes they're wearing had pockets.
Right.
No?
No, I think in the case...
Put your cash in your front pocket, put your phone in your hand, and your keys in your front pocket. What else do you need?
I think for them, it's not exactly about carrying stuff.
What's more
than it is the fashion and the style of it. Yeah.
Remember those bags guys used to wear? Then they started call names?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I have a name for it, but am I not allowed
to
say it?
You can't say the name.
No?
No. I don't know what name you have,
it's
but
the
there
thing
is a name.
The Rock always
fanny
used
pack.
That.
It was a fanny pack.
That was the name I was going to use.
There's a different name for that you can't use.
Really? What name is that?
Yeah, okay.
Forget it. I don't even know the name.
I'll tell you off air what it is. It's an offensive name.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know what? I can't tell you off air.
Oh, you can't even say it.
No, because if I say it off air, then, like, what if, you know, you'd be like, I was offended by that. You go to Human Resources.
I'm not gonna be offended.
I don't get to see my 1 year anniversary here. Yeah. Hey, what'd Carton get fired for? Oh, he used a different name for fanny pack. Oh, and we all know what it is. You just can't say it because it's offensive.
I think I got it. Okay.
Yeah, but the man purse, come on now. Let's, again, unless you're going through some type of personal transition that I, of course, have respect for because you're discovering the real you. Okay, I'm good with that. But from a practical matter, the man purse don't make no sense.
You know what? For our 1 year anniversary, I've already
don't
found
even it. Don't think about it.
I'm
going to
buy you a
it.
New York Knicks man purse.
I'm not
How
wearing
sweet
it.
Is that,
it's
dude?
Not. It ain't sweet. Now, you know, my wife wearing a Nick purse, that's sweet. I'm good with that. Mom not wearing no purse. I'm sorry. Mama didn't raise no purse wearing man. I'm not doing it. This just in, Marcus May, now that he's apparently getting ready to play again, has no comment on his arrest for the DUI. But what's interesting about that story, just real quick, as a quick aside, because it just came through, I guess they just met him after jet practice, is that the arrest was back in February.
Right.
So if I'm Marcus May, now it's October. Why would I be talking about the arrest in February?
Because
now
nobody
anyway?
Knew about it then.
What I'm saying, like,
there was never a
I got nothing
time
to say.
Yeah, you know, no, you know I get it. Like, I get it. You know what's
he
funny?
He drove drunk, he got caught.
When I saw that Marcus was coming back, I read it yesterday, I completely forgot about that whole DUI story. So as a fan, it slipped my mind 100%. Yeah, I didn't remember it until you just brought it up right now.
So anyway, I guess, you know, they did, I guess Brian Costello asked him about it, and he said, I got nothing to, I'm not got nothing to say. Nor, like, no one got hurt.
I would
right?
be very surprised if Marcus May is on the Jets on November 3rd.
He did say, in regards to trade rumors, he wants to stay with the Jets.
Sure.
Right thing to say.
He wants a contract.
His agent made it very clear 3 weeks ago that we're looking to get traded.
Yeah, and I'd be surprised if they keep him, A, because they don't want to pay him. I think Joe Douglas has shown you that, especially his view of the safety position. And two, I don't think the DUI helps. So, assuming there's some kind of reasonable value for him,
yeah, maybe
I expect him gone.
You think he's going to be the GM of the Mets?
Don't start with me. Don't start with me.
Don't I'm just saying. Start Misery with loves me. Company, doesn't it? Here's Kevin in Oakland, New Jersey. Kevin, what's up?
What's up, boys? How is everybody today?
Hi, how are you today, Michael?
I'm all right, man. For Christ's sake, it's not a man purse. It's a merce.
There is and a Evan, street you, name for it, yes, the merce.
A merce, okay. Yeah.
And, Evan, you are the most sheltered person I have ever met. Joe has kept you under a rock all these years. And I love Joe. I love Joe. I remember seeing Joe at DMV with his wife, Terry, and he was so pissed off. And I'm like, Joe, what's the matter? And he's like, bro, you don't understand, bro. But, Evan, there's so many things that you are sheltered from. Craigie, man, I love it. You took him out of his shell. Great show. Keep up the good work, boys.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Get home safely.
Thank you for taking me out of my shell and teaching me what a merce is.
You know, it was weird last night. Let me ask you a quick question. You guys were in the building. Obviously, I'm watching on TV.
For the entire game, too.
Okay. Yes. Three guys were introduced to the crowd last night, three former Knicks. They had David Lee, who was sitting actually, I think, right next to Bernard. But it was David Lee, Latrell Sprewell, Bernard King. Did you notice which one of those three got the loudest ovation?
Yes, it was David Lee by a mile.
Yeah.
And I commented.
I didn't get that.
I commented on it to Lugie, and then I tweeted it out there because I wasn't sure if this was seen on television. I'm not sure.
I couldn't tell watching.
Okay. David Lee got a monstrous ovation, and I think there's an easy answer to it.
Bernard King.
No, dude. It's a very easy answer. A lot of people at Madison Square Garden are in their 20s.
Recency bias.
They're in their 30s. It's not even recency bias. Are you going to go get loud for a guy you never saw play?
Well, I mean, Bernard's in the Hall of Fame.
It doesn't matter, and this is not me saying right? it. I would get loud for Bernard King because I appreciate history. A lot of people in that building, and it's nothing against Knicks fans, are not going to scream and yell for a name that they heard of and a guy they didn't watch. And by the way, to make us both feel old, same with Latrell. Like, think about it. If you're 25 years old, you're a 25-year-old Knicks fan, and there were plenty of 20-year-olds in that building, who are you getting more excited about? The guy you watched or the guy you heard about?
Yeah, that's true.
It's an easy answer.
That. Boy, I love Latrell Sprewell, though. I love that Knick team, too. I loved it.
Oh, I understand that.
And the fact that, you know, it's interesting. Latrell Sprewell, now, last couple years, is almost like he acts like he's a lifelong Knick.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we're honoring Latrell Sprewell next to Bernard King. Yeah, now, Bernard
Knicks
King didn't play that long here either, but he's at least in the Hall of Fame, right?
Right.
But Latrell Sprewell is an interesting cat because he views himself, I think, as a Knick.
Well, I think most people view him as a Knick. Like, if you ask a basketball fan, when you think of Latrell Sprewell, what's the first team that jumps to mind? I think it's going to be the
Knicks. I'm a Knick fan, so obviously I loved him on the Knicks, but I don't think of him as...
What do you think of him? Choking PJ?
Yeah, of course.
Well, besides that.
100%.
Yes, what else
would you... That and the contract negotiation where he came out and said... My kid's got to eat.
Right. That was the other one.
And again, that was before the $100 million contracts, but if memory serves, it was like a $20 or $30 million contract offer, which in his era was one of the higher contracts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said, I can't sign that.
It was a tone-deaf comment, but...
Yeah, like, my kid's got to eat, and they can't eat on $30 million.
But Latrell Sprewell was in an NBA Finals with the New York Knicks, right? With the Golden State Warriors, he was very good. I'm not arguing he was a better Knick than Warrior. I'm just saying the success, it's the Garden, it's the Knicks. No offense, it's the Warriors. He's a Knick.
Yeah,
by the way, most people, they view Latrell Sprewell as a Knick, so I have no issue with that.
It was 2004. He turned down
Minnesota.
The Timberwolves offered him $21.5 million. And Latrell Sprewell famously said, "It's not enough to feed my family." Now, the sad part of that is, I don't think he ever played again and wound up filing bankruptcy.
Mm.
So, $21.5 million guaranteed. And I can't, why did he never play again? I got to read that because I don't remember that.
He was in his mid-30s when he retired, so did he have an injury that probably knocked him out?
I'd have to go back and check that part of it. But yeah, they offered him $21.4 million. And the way they offered it to him, it would have been a total with some deferred payments, whatever, of almost $30
million. Right.
And he said this, "Why would I want to help them win a title? They're not doing anything for me. I'm at risk. I have a lot of risk here. I got my family to feed."
Yeah. It's also tone deaf to talk about feeding your family when you're being offered millions upon millions of dollars. But I also understand a player trying to maximize their value.
I actually feel for him. Like, he had a bad divorce.
Right.
His wife sued him for like $200 million.
And he also, like, he wasn't back at the Garden for a while. I think James Dolan brought him back a few years ago. Honestly, I think it was during the PR disaster of Charles Oakley.
Maybe.
So it was like, hey, let me bring back Latrell.
I'll say this about Dolan.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's made John Starks the ambassador for life. Larry Johnson, who's not a Knick.
Four-point play's a legendary moment.
Legendary play, but he has financially supported Larry Johnson, making him an ambassador. And it seems like he's now doing the same thing for Latrell. Like, Latrell Sprewell made about $100 million in his NBA career.
Right.
And unfortunately... Had some bad investments, got divorced, had some issues, and lost everything. Like, Latrell Sprewell went bankrupt.
Right.
His net worth a couple years ago was like $50,000.
Mm.
So Dolan has done that before with other guys and kept them afloat and helped them out. So I respect that, of course.
And yet his ovation was not nearly as big as David Lee's.
Right. Now, you couldn't hear that on TV.
Yeah.
I heard it.
The Garden wasn't even close. But a lot of it is it's recency bias, but it's you're not going to go nuts for a guy that you didn't watch. It's only natural. Like, I'll ask you. You're at Madison Square Garden. They announce Willis Reed. Are you going to cheer as loudly for why?
No. Well, A, because it's the most overrated moment in
not
Garden
the moment.
And New
he's
York
a
Knick
Hall
history.
Of Fame player, dude.
And B, I never saw him play.
Okay, but forget the moment. I wasn't even referring to that.
It's the most overrated Garden moment of all time.
Move past that for a second.
But it happens to be the most overrated moment.
We've gone over it. Fine, whatever.
He didn't play.
Dude, he's one of the 50 greatest players in the history of basketball when they came out with that list.
Clyde won that NBA title for us.
All right.
And all you people talk about is Willis Reed coming out of the tunnel.
It was a great moment.
Yeah.
He's an all-time great Nick. That's
my
point.
How about Frazier? How about what he did?
No, the reason I didn't use Frazier as the example is because you see him on TV every day. He's beloved by people who didn't watch him play.
And by the way, it pisses Frazier off too.
I'm sure it does. But my whole point is about the ovation. Stop turning it into something else. Walt Clyde is beloved by everybody because we all watch him on TV, everything he wears. It's great. But your reaction for a guy that you've heard of, but you didn't watch, is going to always...
That's a great example. Good analogy.
That's the bottom line.
It's a very good analogy.
So no one's saying David Lee's better than Latrell Sprewell. Nobody's saying that. David Lee's better than Bernard. No one's saying that.
We've got Evan's play-by-play of the opening kind of couple possessions of last night's game. We'll let you hear that. You're a diehard Knicks fan. Let's bring the noise. You know, what moment for you was either the key moment of the game for you? And at what point did you take that deep breath and you say to yourself, we're good?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.